picking the Mishnah up. The Mishnah says, we're not Hoshish, that a holder came in. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. Machazina, but if we see it, apparently more name Achum, you said he took on the Eid. Gemara says a chiddush could ain't talking about the abadai, and then the Gemara begins the whole journey. Maybe not. Maybe we should say something is way to be the abadai. Because the Gemara that sat over here that if it would be soif called something way to be the abadai, so then you take around you ate it. Then even if I saw how it's going in. Toises and Divya Maskov and Tim Salema, why would I do that in the end of Toises? Only a Sophic, because name I hope to take on. So Toises in the end of Toises, Divya Maskov and Tim Salema, because the Sophic Horogul who Korob Levade. This Yisoid, that it's a Sophic Horogul and it's Korob Levade, is a Yisoid that's going to accompany us through the Sugya. And the Sugya is coming up. Korob Levade. So, if Sofik would be Maitzi Midei Vada, it's Azaz Starka Sofik, it's Azaz Sofik Orogol, that it would be Machriya, and tell us you take on Yehida and we pass it like that. We wouldn't leave it as an open Sofik. We would never want like that. But they're staying in Tosis. Tosis means another Raya, because the Midrash Akum, we pass it that Sofik to Rosh Hashanah, because we're Sofik. So Tosis is not a regular Sofik. So the other base of the Sukh over here is that I saw the Chulta bringing the Chometz to the Abayis. And in Pashtus, I have chametz there. So you need a bedik. You don't know where the chametz disappeared to. You told the fool to take a piece of bread in his mouth and go into the house, and the house now is chametz. And Neymar Chatir resolves it, except there's a problem called Ein Sof Goy to Nevada, which is the whole sugya. Not for that, we would take on. Tesla is a teta. I'll prove it to you that if you'll be there, why they boil the Neymar, she eats as a sofik. She eats as a sofik. If I say it's a very stark sofik, that's the headline of this sugya. So the Maris Akasha said Neymar Chatir. You're asking, how did the Gemara know that it was a Sofik Arogel? Because in the case of the Tumah and Mazurah Sa'akum, we passed it over there that it's Torah. Even though normally Sofik Tumah Rosh Hashanah is always Vek V'Tomi. Elamai it's a Rai, that it's a Sofik Arogel, it's Korob Levade. Elamai, the answer is, ain't Sofik Rosh Hashanah. Frag the Gemara, ain't Sofik Rosh Hashanah. Now the Gemara is a Shas Shaila. Sofik's not Rosh Hashanah. By the time you lived in the Bryce of Chobi Shemes, a guy died, and he left over a pile of pears. Even if they're fresh, that means we know with nicker that the miruach, which is the smoothing down, which is the gemar malacha, which is machayev in a druma, happened today. It's nicker that it was a fresh thing. It means there's a reasonable chance that before he died, he didn't have a chance to make a druma. Still, we say arei mecheskes mesukan. We take on that it was Becheskas, that it was Mesukkah, he took off Chuba. Very Gemara, Hacha Devadei Tzili, these pairs were Vadei Tehel. And he paid even Sofik Musar. Sofik Goy Musar, because he's Sofik Goy Devadei. So we see that Sofik is Goy Devadei, everything more to Trusim. One Teres is Hacha Vadei Vadei. Vadei Ma'asri, Kedah Bechinu Chazoy, Dom Bechinu Chazoy, Chazoy Kachol, Shei Moitzmi Nachzor, Dom Shei Mesukkah. The minute he does the Miruach, the minute he makes the pairs, he right away takes off Chuba, he doesn't leave it for a second even. And it's a Vadei, it's not a Sofik. Second Torah is, Goy Sema, Sofik Besofik, it's not a Vade Tevel, why not? Tumma Meikora, Eim Adol Tevili, why isn't it Tevel? I see in front of me a smooth down pile of pears. The answer is, not every pile of pears which has me Ruach, which is smooth down, is Chayev, because there's another din. Now, Rabbi Shia, Mayrim Odomach, who also Machnisa B'moitshala, Kedei Shehei Behem Toyachalas, Uptur Min HaMaisa, very interesting, the din is that in order for pears to become Chayev in Truma, so it has to have two requirements. One is you have to smooth it down. And the second thing is it has to be roye pinea bayis after the gemar. That means you have to outside the house finish the gemar off. So we'll learn that psukim, which is not our topic now. And then it has to come into the house through the main entrance. What happens if it came into the house b'moit shalom, meaning before the gemar, when it's in the stage of hay, where you didn't do the gemar yet, and then you did it inside the house? It's not chayiv in truma. Therefore, you're allowed to eat it. Slowly. So, that you found in the guy's house when he died, a pile of papers doesn't mean that it's chayav in truma, because it could be he did the eitzah. How did you have in your house a miruach dika pile of papers? Because I did the trick. I brought it into the house before I did miruach, and then I did miruach in the house, and therefore it never became chayav, and therefore it's a something and something. Those are the two terutzim. So we'll start at length here. Zok Rashi. You can see that it's freshly smoothed out. A shakim kashmir, which a number of you asked me last night. We'll start off the sugi from this point. The most coming to me a raya that something is made to me there by there. What's your raya from the story there? Rashi over there says the story over there was roiv, and it's a raya that something made to me there by there. By the way, why does Rashi say that roiv people are mafresh? Because Rashi's trying to learn. It says harehim becheskas mesukonim. The Gemara in the first era says that it's a vade, but at this point the Gemara is not a vade. If it's not a vade, what does harehim becheskas mean? It's a 50-50 suffix. What's harehim becheskas mesukonim? The answer is, it's a roif. That's, by the way, the posh of Rashi. Who told Rashi that roif people do it? Because the Gemara in the first time it says, it's not a suffix, it's a vadeh. Why is it a vadeh? Because they vadeh do it. And before the Gemara answered that, it wasn't a vadeh. What is it, a suffix? It's a 50-50 suffix. How can you call that hareihim becheskas misukonim? So the answer is, Rashi learned at least it's a roif, and that's why it's called becheskas misukonim. Frektivel, a velt kasha. Frektivel, I don't understand you. So what's the raya that suffix is way to be the vadeh? Maybe Laila means something more to you about it. And over there, it's a roif. We always go past a roif. Stating this, Rashi, that if it would be the din ain't something more to you about it, roif wouldn't help. That's the atom bomb that this Rashi unleashed. The atom bomb that this Rashi unleashed is that if I would pass an ain't something more to you about it, roif wouldn't work. Atke de kaf, that was posh to the Gemara, that if I hold ain't something more to you about it, it's not going to work over there. And if it doesn't work over there, it's a roif that something is more to you about it. Vadov Apella. Maybe ain't something more to you about it over there. It's a roif. We always go past the roiv in the Torah. We pass him like the roiv. Where is the raya from there that ain't something to the vade? But I'll say in a different nusach. Even if I hold ain't something to the vade, roiv could work. But I'll repel mamash mamash. In order to answer this kasha, I have to give a long introduction. What is this din of ain't something to the vade? We'll take, for example, our case. I have a house that's chayav in the chametz, and I see a piece of bread goes in. The whole took in a piece of bread. So vade chametz went in, and I have a suffix of name achaltia, which is not a vade. It's a suffix of rogel. Says the Gemara in Tzavu Yitzivadi. What does that mean? So there are two mahalachim on how to learn. The first mahalach is very extreme. The second one is very, very not clear. The Azbir Azvari. So for us, we both rested over with Sherem Chaim. We spoke about it in Bombatsia, in the Beis. It's brought down in Birkha Shmuel, in Bombatsia, in the Beis, in a slightly different nusach. But what I heard over, what Rabbi Sein taught us, is that we both rested over with Sherem Chaim. He said a zog. That ain't sofik moitzi mi devadai is a vadai. I'll explain again. Ain't sofik moitzi mi devadai is a vadai. Rabbi Sainu explained that what ain't sofik moitzi mi devadai means, to be blunt, the kaki balti mi rabbeisai, means that b'mokum with is a vadai, we don't clear state control. That's what Rabbi Chaim meant to say when Rabbi Chaim said, ain't sofik moitzi mi devadai is a vadai. What he meant to say was that the mokum is a vada, we don't clear spakers. It's not the pshat that ain't something way to be divided. There's no suffix here. That's what Chaim meant to say, ain't something way to be divided is a vada. The mokum is a vada, we don't clear spakers. We don't clear spakers, b'chol. What does that mean, by the way? By the way, it's very mitzvah in the Lashon of the Gemara over here. Ain't baruch altia. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So the Gemara says, aval hocha de vada de chazina de shako, mi yeh baruch altia. Why should I name one? Have you suffered by that? What does that mean? Rabbi Sainer explained that what Rabbi Chaim meant to say was like this. You have a vade situation. I'm going to say level one now, and in a few minutes, level two. You have a vade situation over here where you saw chametz going. I want to say the vade even stronger. The vade is that the house is vade chayav b'dika. Okay? Now you have a suffix. Oh, did it eat it or not? The mokum where I have a vade, I have no reason to clear circus. That's what it means. In some ways, with vade means, Rabbi Chaim said, that the mokum where there's a vade situation, and you're telling me, maybe, why should I clear circus? The mokum with vade, it's a klal. The mokum with the zavada, I don't clear spekus b'chal. Atkan, for Baruch Besser of Yerub Chaim, that the Yisrael means some boys about this. A vada means I don't class that, because if I have a vada situation, maybe. By the way, Yisrael means we're going to come out. The Gemara says, Mi Yemar. Al Hocha the vada the Chazir of the Shako, Mi Yemar the Chatiya. Maybe. We don't clear babies when I have a vada. When I have a vada in front of us, we leave it as a vada. What zikr is zikr, we're finished. Ain't something pointing to the vada. I don't even clear a sulfate with Malcolm Abade. That's what Baruch Besser of Yerub Chaim. By the way, this Yisoid, it's not etched in stone. The Gemara dedicates over here half a block. Is it true? Maybe yeah, maybe not. But the tzaddik, yeah. What does it mean? It means there's no sulfur. We don't class fakers. Gemara brings maybe yeah, maybe we do class fakers. But the Yisrael at the moment means that we don't class sulfur. Okay, that's what Chaim said. That's what we're cool in the belt. I asked you to see today on the. I didn't ask you to see. The Marmokum I wrote down for sure. This kama for kama rayas, not like this above where. Ube roisham. I printed out to you today on the sheet, on the Marmokarva sheet, the Tosis of Chulin Daf Yud, who is Mekubal in the Velt, that this Tosis before is not like a Bochver Shem Chaim. It's a first Tosis. The Rai is like this. The Gemara over there in Chulin Daf Yud talks about a case also of Ein Safek Moed Tzvi Nei Vada. The Gemara over there is talking about a case. I'll tell you what the case is. A guy went into a mikvah. A guy was Tommy. He went into a mikvah. He did a Vada Tefillah. I'm not sure he did a Tefillah. After he comes out of the mikvah, he finds on himself a sopik, a chatzitza, something which is chetzit, something which makes the tefillah possible. He doesn't know when the chatzitza came. Did the chatzitza come beforehand? Did the tefillah is no good? Did the chatzitza come afterwards? In which case the tefillah is good. Sopik. But he for sure went into the mikvah. And he for sure did an act of time. That we know for sure. So the Gemara over there handles the topic of Ein Sopik Moetzi Midei Vadei. The Gemara over there handles the topic of Ein Safek Moetzi Devadei. And the Gemara over there says that the Safek is Moetzi Devadei. The guy is Tomei. Repeat. A guy Vadei went into a mikvah. He had a Safek Chatzitza that came afterwards. Over there, the Safek is Moetzi from Devadei. We're Mach around the guy and we say that he's Tomei. Says Taisis over there. If you take out the Marmok Mashiach, I want to read it inside. Says Taisis over there. What do you mean? We have also given Sachem of Ein Safek Moetzi Devadei. We are also gemeint over to the body. Look at Tosis. Tov al ba'olam. Hach the hochel the shach la suya. He brings per kamad of sofim. The also nami parach mein sofim waits me the body. The shani hochel the lechumra also sofik yisura waits me the body heter. Ha'hanach the maisi hosom the shach la suya hochel. The also mishum devi sofik a rogo. Tosis says, no. The Gemara Chulin is using a sofik to be waits the body to be machmer. What happened over there? The guy went into the mikvah. That's the body. Now there's a Sofik. So we say the Sofik Chatzitza is Moitzi from the Vadin, and he's Tomei. We're Choshesh is Tomei, not Vadin. But by us, what are you using the Sofik Moitzi de Vadin for now, Sugya? Using it to be Mekel. You're coming to say that you're not Chai B'dikos Chometz. You're coming to say that you're a Mafish Truma, correct? So in our Gemara, the topic, the kids of Tyson Chulin says there's two worlds of Sofik Moitzi de Vadin. When the Sofik is coming to be Machmir, then we say Sofik Moitzi de Vadin. When the suffix is coming to be Mekel, that's what our sugi is about. Our sugi is about when you want to use a suffix to go up against the Vada and to be Mekel. You want to say that the animal ate it, and there's no Hebrew-Bigos Hometz. You want to say that the guy was Mafresh Truma, and you want to be Mekel. That's what our sugi is about. Mordechai Tosafot Chul. David Paul says there's two sugis. There's a sugi of suffix going to the Vada where you want to be Machmer like the suffix, that we do. And then there's another whole suffix which our sugi is about, of Eight Suffix going to the Vada when you want to be Mekel. Mordechai Meisa. What's the chiluk between Vada and Machmer and Mekel? I mean, the more you think about it, frames our sugya of the shiloh of whether the Sufik can knock out the Vadai. Tosis frames it as a shiloh of when you're being Mekel, when you want to be Mekel against the Vadai, do we do that? Now, I want to say something very simple. Hamev in Yovin, and this is what the Velt says, if Reb Chaim is correct that he said of Ein Safek Moetzi Midei Vadei means we don't clear stakers at all, there's no makom to be mechalek between Chulin and Chomer. I repeat. If the said of Ein Safek Moetzi Midei Vadei, we don't clear stakers at all. The makom of Vadei, we don't clear stakers. So what do you mean you machmer? What do you mean you mekel? Here, yeah, here, not. There's no Safek here, Chal. So if we're going to take the extreme version of Ein Safek Moetzi Midei Vadei, like a Baruch Besser Hashem Reb Chaim, there's no Safek. We don't class fakers. When I have a vade, we don't class fakers. So when he told me machmer, yeah, Michael, not. There's no suffix kibbutz. There's nothing to be machmer on because we don't clear our fakers. If we take our time seriously, and we do, so the pshat that we're walking with is a vade. We don't class fakers at all. So there's nothing to talk about. Elamai state in this place is that the extremists of Rav Chaim state in place is not like that. That Avada, there is a suffix over here. So first of all, so what does Ein Sof Rav Chaim Devada mean? And why is there a chiluk between Machmer and Mekel? So first of all, I'm bringing a rabbi to Tosafot Chulin Daf Yud, and this is etched in stone, this is Mekubal in the Welt, that this place is in Chulin Daf Yud, is a raya against Rav Chaim, against that Mahal. So the question is, what does Ein Sof Rav Chaim Devada mean? What's Meitos? What does it mean? Zok the Welt, it means something else. The Kachki Baal Tamer, what does all the Lomdom say? It means like this. To go say that there's no Sofik Bechal, what's that? There's no Sofik? Maybe? Or Epshin? Shat like this. The shot is, all these cases are cases where you want to use the Sofik to be Machwia. For example, in Agumar. Name Machal Tira, correct? What do you want to do? You want to say Paskin, that it's Fadai, right? You want to pask, you want to be Machwia like this. It's a Sofik. Well, let's say it's a Sofik Arago, we'll call it, okay? It's a Sofik Arago. It's a Shtark Sofik. Shtark Sofik is a very Shtark. It's not like that. We're going to pass it like the Sofik. Said Rabbi Seinu, ain't Sofik Moedri Devade doesn't mean like Rav Chaim that there's no Sofik. We don't clarify this. Ain't Sofik Moedri Devade means that the Mokum of Vade, we're never going to paskin like the Sofik against the Vade. We're not going to Nemon like the Sofik. Even if it's a very Shtark Sofik. It's a Rogel Dika Sofik. Or in the case of the Truma, it's a very Shtark Sofik that the guy was Mafish Truma. That's what in some ways about. In some ways about it means we don't class fakers at all. In some ways about it means that there's no Sofik over here. In some ways about it means that you have a Vade scenario, and now you have a very Shtark Sofik, and then Machaltiya that appears. We will not paskin like a Sofik. It's a gather in Hilchus Pesach. According to the Pshat of Reb Chaim, the Pshat of Ein Sof Moed Vade means the gather in Hilchus fakers. We don't class fakers in such a case. But Mokka, we have a Vade scenario, I don't class fakers. The second Mahalach is not avoiding in clearing fakers. It's a Mahalach in the Hachro Pesach. In the Hachro Psak, I'm not Machria like a Sofik. He goes, well, you have a Vade over here. A Vade Chomet went in. Now I have a Sofik named Machalti. It's a very Shtark Sofik thesis, as well. It has to be, otherwise it's 50-50, whatever. Teretz is a very Shtark Sofik, and we name on like the Sofik. I can't name on like a Sofik. There's a Vade over here. You want me to go Paskin like Neh Machalti? Against a Vade, we don't Paskin like a Sofik. Atkan. The pshat that Rabbi Seinu the Lomdim say pshat and ain't something with Vaday. So it's halacha and hilchos hachra against a Vaday, we're not going to nemon like the tzad of the Sofik. Against a Vaday, we're not going to nemon the tzad of the Sofik. The pizza. I want to say a very precise word. L'chomra, I don't have a problem like that. Why not? Why l'chomra don't I have a problem? Because in order to be machmer, I don't have to nemon. For l'chomra, maybe is enough. Hear the beauty. If I want to go be machmer here, a guy went into the mikveh, he was tummy, and he wants to go be mitar himself. So he did about it. Now, we find a splash of paint on his foot, which we don't know when the paint came, was it a chatzitza or not? Maybe. So to go be machmer and say he's tummy, I don't need a fadai, maybe he's enough. For Yisurim, maybe he's enough. But if, when I want to go be mekel, maybe he's not enough. When I want to go be mekel, I need to neman like that. I need to paskin like that, right? To paskin against the Vade, that I don't do. When I have a vacuum of things, then I can go ahead and do it. The Mela, that's the oimik of the Pshat of Toys and Chulin. That Toys and Chulin in the world of Ein Sofik Moetzim in the Vadei makes a chilik between Chumra and Kula, Shach and Zach. According to Chaim, Sefer Sefer Shana, there's no Sofik. The answer is there is a Sofik. But you want to do that the Sofik, you should paskin like the Sofik against the Vadei, you should Nemon like the Sofik, and be Machriya like the Sofik. Against the Vadei, you can't be Machriya like the Sofik. The Chumra, I don't need to be Machriya. The Chumra, I don't need to Neman. That's Niflumud. But these are, we can now begin to deal with everything based on it, actually. You are. I am saying what it means. I'm saying it's a rule in Psak. I can't hear why. I explained. Are you didn't listen? I explained why it's different. Because in the Chumra, I don't need to pass them like it. It's enough of Shash. I said very clearly. I can't hear you. Correct. I just said that.
You want
the very same
stuff, just then out of the
Chumra
we're saying that you're
going to
be
tough. Correct. I wouldn't have, if I don't have a Sufik, there's no reason the guy went to a mikvah.
You're saying it's a joint Chumra and Sufik says it's my real.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. It's just something very simple. The guy went to a mikvah, and now I have a Sufik in front of me. Was he told me a Torah? So we mach him.
With the
Sufik? Well, if it wouldn't be a Sufik, otherwise a guy comes out of a mikvah, he doesn't have a chasitza on his foot, so why should I be mach him? No, there's a Sofik here in front of me, and it's enough for me to nemon. I don't have to nemon like the Sada Sofik. It's enough for me to have a chash. So for Chumra, it's enough. Sopik is an Atei Machmer. What? That's what he means. That's what it means. What it means is that to be Machmer, I can go up against the Vade, because I don't need to go up against the Vade. I'm being Moitzi from the Vade, by the way. There is a Vade situation over here. I'm being Machmer, not like the Vade. But to be Machmer, I don't need to nim on that the Sopik is right, and therefore I can be Moitzi from the status of the Vade, which is that the guy was betaving himself when he was talking. No. Moitzi means going up against. I'm taking out of the pashtas of the Vaday. So to be machmer, I don't need to... The reason why I can't take out from the pashtas of the Vaday is because I can't nemon against the Vaday. But to be machmer, I don't need to nemon. One second. Lefi this introduction, we can now approach the very shver Rashi. Rashi says that the case of Truma was talking about a case of Roiv. In fact, the Welt, he bring me a ride that ain't something worth me the Vaday, there's no Roiv from there. Really, something worth me the Vaday. Over there, it's a Roiv. What do you bring me a raya? That's Sofik's way to be devad. You bring me a raya from Truma, the bomb kasha. You bring me a raya from Truma, that Sofik is way to be devad. There's no raya. Really, ain't Sofik way to be devad. Over there, raya is different. So here it depends. Even like Reb Chaim, the kasha doesn't start. Why? Because Reb Chaim said that ain't Sofik way to be devad, it means there's no Sofik. If there's no Sofik, then there's no raya. What's the kasha? Kasha was, once you arrive from Truma, that Sofik's way to be devad. Maybe Loila, Sofik is Ain Sofik Moitzi Devadai. Over there, Troiv. It depends what Ain Sofik Moitzi Devadai means. If Ain Sofik Moitzi Devadai means like Reb Chaim, that we don't clear speakers, we walk in with his Vadai. So you can't go tell me over there it's different to the Roiv. The din of Roiv was only said when I have a Sofik, I use Roiv to Machria. But if Ain Sofik Moitzi Devadai comes along and says that I don't have a Sofik here, Bechal, I can't activate the din of Roiv. So according to Reb Chaim, the Kasha doesn't start. What was the kasha on Rashi? The Velt is a kasha Rashi. What a raya from Truma, something's way to be devade. In fact, the Velt, maybe it ain't something way to be devadai. And over there, the Roiv is different. It's Roiv. You're always passing like Roiv. No, the answer is no. Because if I would hold ain't something way to be devadai, the Pshat is no chalei something gibachal. There's no chalei something gibachal. So when you're activating Roiv, Roiv was said, the din that the Torah said, go basa Roiv, is when you have a suffix. When you have a suffix, the Torah says, go basa Roiv. But there's no suffix gibachal because ain't something way to be devadai. So Roiv, say bluntly, Rave will not work in a stadium called Ain't Something Way to Be Devadim, because in a situation of Ain't Something Way to Be Devadim, what do you tell me? Rave people, what do you mean by Truma? I don't have a Suffolk in front of me. I have a Vadim that the guy left over Truma. I have a Suffolk where he was Mafresh. Tell me, I go past the river. I don't have a Suffolk in front. I don't have a Suffolk there with Mafresh, because Ain't Something Way to Be Devadim says I don't clear his fake until I know otherwise.
So the other way around, why do you need Rave?
What do you say?
The other way around, what I need Rave, once I pass him, Suffolk is my Suffolk, I don't need to come on
through. I didn't say anything. Oh, say again. You're asking me the lashon of if I hold Sofik is moitzi midei. You're asking a good aura. He's asking elamating one water ride. The Sofik is moitzi midei vaday. You right? So I'd have to come on to Rav because it could be. Otherwise, it'll be 50-50. Why are you naming on like that?
Because we said that we're passing.
Yeah, but I'm only passing when I have a reason to passing like it. Otherwise, it's 50-50. Same way Tosfos said. No. You're right. Maybe I need a Rav. Cheskas Mesukan to explain why you're naming on like that. And those. It's a Sofik taka, but why be machria like that? Can you have a roi? Well, it's 50-50. It's the teyda of Tosfos. It means if you get past the barrier of ain't Sofik moitzi midei vaday, whether there's a Sofik or not, you still have to have a reason why you're naming on like this. So by us, the name of Chalti is a Sofik or Rogol. There are kavadi over there, you have roi. You have to have a reason to go. First, you have to get past the barrier of is there a Sofik? If there's a Sofik, you have to go tell me why you're passing like this side of the Sofik and not like that side of the Sofik. But according to the Pshat of Tosfos and Kulin, according to the Pshat of Tosfos and Kulin, that we go to ride at what? The ain't something with the Vada means what? The ain't something with the Vada means what? Not that there's no Sofik. There's a Sofik. Just I can't name on like the Sofik to go against the Vada. So maybe over here it's different. Maybe over here we have Roiv. Maybe when you have Roiv it's different. It says the Velt. So you could say, by the way, I don't know. Maybe Tyson Fuller holds his own Roiv here. Come here. Maybe like that shot. Maybe I'm going to put myself in a corner and I'll say that the pshat that Rashi says that it was Roiv here only stems with Reb Chaim. Because if it says Roiv, but Roiv doesn't work and you want to bring it right, so it's about it. You have to say like Reb Chaim, there's no Sofik over here, there's no Sofik, Roiv doesn't get activated. But according to Tosfos and Kulin that I proved not like Reb Chaim, that there's a split between Chomer and Kulo, so obviously there is a Chalei Sofik, just we can't paskin against the Vadei. So maybe Nachan Abi is no Roiv here. But Rabbi Seinu taught us, and this is what the Velt says. No. We'll have to take it a job further. What do you want to do? You want to paskin Roiv? What does Roiv mean? Nemon like a Sad? You can't use Roiv against the Vada either. Because the Sad of Ain't Sad of Roiv means if the Pshad of Ain't Sad of Roiv means you don't clear Sfakas at all, So it's possible why everybody won't hope. Because there's no suffix here. But even if Ha'odin Tzomber Tzivadeh agrees that there's a suffix here, but what does this Dinoi Tzomber Tzivadeh mean? I can never nim on like a suffix against the Vadai. That Shtein in this Gemara, that you say that you can't nim on against the Vadai is so stark, everybody won't hope. The state though, in other words, if I'm gonna be Meshabed this Rashi to Reb Chaim, that the Makom of Vadai, there's no Chaloi Sofik, and therefore I can't even begin to apply the Din of Roif. But if I want to hold like a Tzitzit Chulin who learns a lower Pshat in Ein Sofik Boitzi Vadai, it's not a Pshat that the Vadai is no Sofik Yevachal, Chas HaShalom, that's overdone. But the Din of Ein Sofik Boitzi Vadai is a Din of what? Of we don't nim on like the Sofik, I can't be Machriya. Is stated in this Rashi that even Rav won't work against a Vadai. The Makom where there was a Vadai, a Rav won't work. Period. Ain't something with Vadai. I can't name on like the Suffolk. I have a Rav supporting Suffolk. It's a big difference. The Din of Rav wasn't said in Makom ain't something with Vadai. Then Rashi understood, and the Gemara understood, that the Din of ain't something with Vadai is such a powerful Din that you can't paskin against a Vadai to name on, not like the Vadai. You can't go up against the Vadai to say that there was a Vadai change. Rav won't help with that either. Slowly. Those are the two ways of understanding the Havamin of the Gemara that we learn out of Truma, that Sofik is waiting with Devadai because if ain't Sofik waiting with Devadai, really wouldn't help. Either Pshat A or Pshat B. I once went for a Basher, he asked, we have Gemaras, for example, where we see that Roiv does work against Devadai. Roiv does work against Devadai. Will be an example. Gemara and Chulin. In a number of places in the first parak, that, for example, a guy finds an animal. An animal, by the way, is in its vaday not shechter. It wasn't shechter. It's a vaday menachai. It's vaday not shechter properly. That's the state of an animal is a vaday that it wasn't shechter properly. A guy walks into a store and sees an animal shechuta, an animal that's shechter. So you're allowed to eat from it, says the Gemara in Chulin, a number of places. Because there's a roiv. Roiv mumchim, roiv shechdin a mumchim. You take on that, it means if you see the animal was shot, obviously it wasn't shechdin. Yeah, I saw the animal shechdin. Roiv people who shecht know what they're doing. So you can rely on the roiv to eat from it. You can rely on the roiv to eat from it. Slowly. Rek the Basha, what do you mean? That's a roiv going against the vadai. That's a roiv going up against the vadai. I mean, I want to point out something to you. Most places of classical roivs are not clashing with vadais. What's a classic case of roiv? What's a classic case of roiv? I find a piece of meat at a shopping mall in the parking lot, and I want to know which store it came from. There's no vadai. I don't know anything about this piece of meat. This piece of meat has a vadai in it? No. So the classic case of roiv, I'm not clashing with a vadai. But there are cases in Shas where you clash with a vadai. For example, you have a behema that was in a state of not being shechted, and now I find it shechter. I'm using roiv to pass that it was shechter properly. That's called roiv going against the vadai. One minute. No. That's called roiv coming against the vadai. Why don't you say over there ain't something waiting for their vadai? Why don't you say over there ain't something waiting for their vadai? The makom of vadai. We don't even roiv doesn't work. Like Rashi says over here that if you hold ain't something waiting for their vadai, we have a Rashi over here. It's a landmark Rashi. It's one place in Shas. Rashi says if I hold ain't something waiting for their vadai, roiv doesn't work. Rashi says over here that if I hold ain't something with me devadai, roiv doesn't work. Well, then mark Rashi. Ferger Hakasha, one second. There are cases, so most cases, by the way, roiv is not a vadai. You had a suffix on something and you use a roiv to paskin. Who's this? What is this guy? Who is he? Who's your father? What is this piece of meat? Most cases of roiv, I don't have a vadai in the scenario. But the case of Hershey, there's a vadai. The vadai animal wasn't shechted. And now he's using a roiv to say it was shechted. Why isn't that called a roiv going up against the vadai? What do you say?
Change. The whole
matter changed. Oh, very good. The answer is, the kasha is a mistake. It has to be spoken out. Over there, the pshat is, I found the behema that was shechted. So a change for sure took place. What's the yisoid of ain't something waiting to vadai lay both nischoyos? What's the yisoid of ain't something waiting to vadai lay both nischoyos? The both the scholars, the word is that when there's a vadai, we take on that the vadai is unchanged until I know otherwise. Ain't something might see me de vadai. Either it's on the higher level of Rebbeim that I don't clear status, or I could clear something, but I can't name on against the vadai. What happens in a case where the vadai for sure underwent a change? There was an event that happened. What was the event? The animal shechted. There we don't say Nitzar Goy Tzidei Vadei. There Roiv can step in and paskin. The Yisrael of Nitzar Goy Tzidei Vadei says that the Vadei, when there's a Vadei, I don't even clear that event. No, I'll say it very simple. Aside whether the word is I don't clear, aside the word is I can't nem on, but they're both based on the fact that if I'm Makom Vadei, I don't nem on a real suffering. But if I have a behemoth that's shchutal the funai, if I have a behemoth shachar funai, why don't you tell me, hey, there's no suffering over here, the vadei's over. In the case where there's a vadei change in the scenario, of course over there I'm going to use a roiv. The scenarios over here is that we don't know if the animal ate it. We have no reason to see a positive change. In the case of the truma, the guy died, we have no idea whether he did it or not. There we say, ain't something with the vadei even by a roiv. An interesting shiloh. So why are you saying ain't some Rosh Yavada here? Because when Makom ain't some Avada, Roiv can't work. And why don't you say that Roiv is called Avada? This is going to be an interesting horror. It's going to be a new horror. Okay, so you're telling me that stating this Rashi, that if I would hold ain't something Rosh Yavada, Roiv wouldn't work either. Either like Nusach 1, because we don't pass Vekas, or like Nusach 2, I can't pass him. Take a kasha, why is it called a suffix? Roiv says, the Torah says Roiv. Is Roiv called Avada? Anybody remember your idea about this? No, what? Can you? So you're asking it to be a bad day? You're saying it's a bad day? So you like the cash, right? What's that saying? No, I want an idea. You remember we talked about this? Okay, when is anything? So what's the purpose? We spoke in the sugya of Tak for Koin by Suffolk. Meisa Behema or Thesis of Rosh, that Roiv is not called a Vada, it's called a Suffolk. Even the Thesis of Rosh, what's the difference then? Yeah, the Thesis of Rosh broke up, by the way, some Forge and Rashi by us, you know this? Big deal here, it's a chassis deal. Rashi says, Hocha Vada Vadehu. You can get the shivers of Rashi. The ain gimgum v'haroiv. What gimgum mean? You're stuttering. You're not just stuttering and going after the roiv. It's a vadai. Rashi calls one of the few places in the Shas. Rashi calls roiv a gimgum. I'm stuttering at this. I'm not clear. Roiv is not a vadai. Roiv is a gimgum. Roiv is a suffolk. It's a starker suffolk. It tips the scales, perhaps. But it's at the end of the day, it's not about it. It's a suffix. It's the Torah said you can go. Even your question about where's about the Misa? The Torah said you can rely on it. You can be machriyat. It's not a fada. It's a suffix. Yeah, it's not a shadow that we took off the suffix. It's a chra in the suffix. Rashi is before. It's a gimel. It's a halacha roi. We follow the way. The big nafkamina of all this raid is the next piece of Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Not the next piece. The Gemara that we just saw. The Gemara said. Two terrors. One terrors is vade vade. Okay, that's Baal Batish. The second terrors, what's a suffering and a suffering? Why is there a suffering and a suffering? Why is there a suffering and a suffering? Because we don't know if you were chayiv and talma, correct? Why not? Chayiv and truma. Because maybe you took it into the house before you did the mirvach. And then what? And then you weren't chayiv. In fact, Rashi upon kasha. Rashi, Tosis, Rabbeinu Dov, they all have the same kasha. And this is a huge nafkamina. In fact, Rashi, I don't understand. What does it say? You're allowed to do this trick of bringing it into the house before you do the mirwach. In order that your behemah should eat. Why did it say only behemah? Either it's tevel or it's not tevel. If it's not tevel, let me eat it. So what does Rashi answer? There's two types of achilah. There's achilah arai, which is a behemah, and there's achilah kfar, which is a human being. Achilah kfar is serious eating. This din that we say that it's not called tevel, when you brought it in, this din that it's not called tevel, is only matter achilas arai. That means, be the rice, it's not tevel, because it didn't have rias pnei abayis. Be the rice, it's not tevel. But be the rabbanon, it is, says Rashi. And therefore, the rabbanon said that your behemoth could eat it because it's an arai de kachilo, but a human being can't eat it. So be the rice, this din, that when you do the trick and you don't bring it into the house, when it's miruach, only helps on the rice level. On the rabbanon, they could obviously not allow to eat it. In fact, Rashi. And Tosfos and all the Rishonim to understand. What did more answer? Ah, it's not a vada, it's a suffix and a suffix. Why is it a suffix and a suffix? Because maybe I did the trick. But that trick only helps on another Raisa level. Another Rabbanan level, it's still chayiv in truma. You're not allowed to eat it. Midaraisa, because Midaraisa is not the Rabbanan will make it. Well, the Rabbanan said, we don't allow this trick. Midaraisa, only the behemoth could eat. Means that Midaraisa, the behemoth could eat. Rabbanan asked the Adam. It means to say very simply, Midaraisa, this thing is Vadai Tevel. So how could the family eat it? It says, this is Chavash, amazing, Nechem Gurum Malay Apeis. Harim Bechaskas Musukonim. What do you mean? I'm not sure you're allowed to go eat it, right? You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to eat it. What do you mean you're allowed to eat it? What's made us? How can you eat it? Why? Because it's a suffix. It's only a suffix on the rice level. On the one liquor level, is also. Behemoth is allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. So Rashi has the kasha here. The Gabi Isu, the Rabbanon, Samchina, Nacheskas, Chavar, Sheisha. Cryptic lotion of Rashi. Rashi says the Rabbanon is different. Why? So we have a Tosis over here. Tosis over here, the Maskul Kadesh, the Behemoth Chelas, ask the kasha. Tosis, the Maskul Kadesh, the Behemoth Chelas, ask the kasha. What does he ask? He asks Kashi, he says, what do you mean? It's a suffix and a suffix. Why are you telling me that the guy's allowed to eat? Why are you telling me that this is not a case of any suffix which is about it? Because it's a case of suffix and suffix. It's not true. Midar rice is a suffix and a suffix. Midar woman, you have to give up to a woman. Midar rice is not allowed to eat. Tosis says two terutzim. The first time the Tosis says is, the Rabbanan is different. The table that we come back from, have you vade tabo midar Rabbanan, the Indian Achilles kva, a human being eating it. A few lichis of ways. Kid the Amar Kadesh in Hemo Chalas. Abel Hu Atma also. Because he's suffering, you might see me the vadei the rabbanon the choshu v'cheskus mukudanim. Stop right here. Says Tosfos slowly. By the rabbanon, we say he's suffering with the vadei. You guys know. Says Tosfos that what the Gemara meant to say was that Bibalti did this trick and you brought it into the house where it's not tevel. So me the raisa in a chayev. I'm the rabbanon in a chayev. You're not allowed to eat kva. And the rabbanon we say suffering with the vadei. What's the second teretz? I'll get to the rest of Tosfos in a second. Tosfos' second teretz is, why Marie? What's the second teretz? Why don't Marie? No. That Inachanami. Midar Bonin thinks I'm with the Vade also. I says, Becheskas Mesukonim. It means for your behemoth, not for human being. Inachanami. Well, the Gabi, the level of a human being eating it, Inachanami, we say, it's I'm with the Vade. That it says, Mesukonim is only for your behemoth. Two teretz of Tosfos. That means, we have a shakta vatari in Tosfos, whether or not the din of Ain Safim with the Vade was said by the Rabbanon or not. Tosfos in his first teretz says, Ain't something way to be devout there was not said by what? By the Rabbanon. Today's the second time, as it was. Just over here, when it says over here, it works. It's something, it's something. It's going on the eating of the man, and not on the eating of the human being. But today's in his first time, it's held that by the Rabbanon, we say something way to be devout there. In fact, Avinu David over here, he brings places. Avinu David says, what's the difference if it's the Rabbanon or the Raisa? Ain't something way to be devout there. What difference is that? It's not really about it. It was just that cop. What's going on over here? Hamevi Yomid is told in this Hakira. If I hold that Ain't Sabbath Yibadi means there's no Sfer Sofik Yibachal, so why should it be Chalik over the Rabbanon and the Raisa? The same way I said earlier, there's no Chalik between Lekula and Lechobro. Why should it be Chalik over the Rabbanon and the Raisa? Ain't Sabbath Yibadi means, said Rabb Chaim, there's no Sofik Yibachal, so I give us the Rabbanon, I give us the Raisa. We don't have a saying this over here, it was just that cop. But if I hold that Ain't Sabbath Yibadi means that there is a suffix over here. Just we're not machwil like the suffix against the Vada. So I could hear that by the Rabbanon, there were more meko. That I could hear. By the Rabbanon, we will be meko. Maybe because suffix the Rabbanon will be cooler. I don't know what. But I'm saying we have a tesis over here, we have a tzad, that the din of ain't suffix moitzimi de Vada wasn't set on a Vada the Rabbanon, a shocking tesis. My high. If Reb Chaim is correct, then ain't suffix moitzimi de Vada means that there's no suffix yibachal, so why give us the Rabbanon the Raisa? There's no suffix yibachal. It's a Vada that the thing's chayim. How can you go ahead and go be moitzimi Vada? Tosfos says that by the Rabbanon, we're moitzimi. You want to be yeshivish and say that that was Tosfos' suffix, whether it's like Reb Chaim or not like Reb Chaim, maybe. But Reb Nedovid refuses to accept Tosfos. Reb Nedovid says nothing to talk about. Reb Nedovid says, what's haste? Talk to Reb Nedovid that, what's the chilek to Rabbanon the Raisa? We have a Tosfos over here who had a tzad that in Vadai the Rabbanons, the suffix is mighty. Uchayr is another Rai, not like Reb Chaim. So we have a Tosfos in Chul who made a difference between Chul and Chobro. We have a Tosfos over here that makes a difference between Rabbanon and the Raisa. By the way, what does Rabbi Nodavid say? Rabbi Nodavid, how does he answer the Kashi? He says something very interesting. He says, not the Pshat is a chilek between Issur the Rabbanon and Issur the Raisa. He says that the Rabbanon relied on the Cheskas Chobro. Yeah? Different part of Gansi. Not the pshat that when is it the Rabbanon and Sofik could be Moitzi. Just the Rabbanon relied on the Cheskas Chobro that he does it and it has a din vadai legapi drabonon. Not the pshat that by drabonon or something could be mighty like this is not. But by the Rabbanon, Heminu, the Rabbanon believed that a Chavar Taka doesn't let it. I mean, this Chazok of a Chavar is a shaky Zach. But the Rabbanon relied on the Gemara treated it like a Vadai. By the way, the Lashon of Rashi is like that. Everyone agrees? The Gabi Isser, the Rabbanon, Samchinon, Acheskas Chavar She'isron. Rashi doesn't say that by the Rabbanon, something is made to be the Vadai. Rashi says that by the Rabbanon, we rely on the Acheskas Chavar. Rashi doesn't say that. So it's very interesting. I said three nafkaminas between this chakira, what is Amrish Devadai? I want to point out. One nafkamina I said is, do we go Masa Rav if I hold Nitzam Amrish Devadai? Second nafkamina is, if I hold Nitzam Amrish Devadai, is there a chilek between kulas and chumras? And the third nafkamina is that, do we make a chilek between the Rabbanan and the Raisis in the world of Nitzam Amrish Devadai? Toys in his first Torah told that by the Rabbanan, Sofik is Amrish Devadai. In fact, Toys Akasha, really? So B'dikas Chumras is the Rabbanan? So why, if you hold that Sofik is waiting to be divided by the Rabbanon, Kavi Chometz Amayla also Sofik is waiting to be divided by B'dika, the Rabbanon, the rise of the Balmasagi. I may read the Masis and Ari B'shalei B'dila Vivadei the rise. By the way, this Tosis is a landmark Tosis. This is a Tosis who says Mefurish that if you don't do B'dila, you have B'dika be the rise. We don't have too many ideas like this, by the way. Don't realize this? You all tell me it's a Gemara Daf Dalet, but on Daf Dalet, when I said it on the first day, a lot of guys were skeptical. So first, Taisus says that if you don't do Bittul, the Chayiv B'dika Midaraisa. Says Taisus, our sukkah is about the rest. Now a lot of you came against me and said, what do you mean? It's a steer to everything I said yesterday, right? Although yesterday I said that the B'dika Midaraisa of Taisus, which is Tovayim, doesn't have a sukkah of Chayshin Chulda. How? So we have a Taisus against everything I said yesterday. How could I come along and say yesterday that in the world of B'dika D'Raisa of Taisis, there's no sugi of Chayshin L'Chulda because it's a far Chayshin L'Chash. Taisis is the first, that our sugi is a D'Raisa sugi because in the Rabbanon we hold something by Tvidei Vadai. So this was a good kasha. But the Pnei Yeshua over here says an astounding Zach. And once I have a Pnei Yeshua, I have the right to say it. The Pnei Yeshua says that Taisis says we're talking about a D'Raisa B'dika Chomet is not going on the Mishnah. Says the Pnei Yeshua, the Mishnah of Adah talking about the Rabbanon. It's a Hemshech of the first Mishnah. And Tosis said the first Mishnah is talking about B'dika the Rabbanon. So the second Mishnah is also. So what's this D'Raisa? He says that the Diuk of the Gemara of Chazina, of when I saw it, that case is talking about a D'Raisa. Now, what are the Gemara of the discussion? I saw the whole that they came. There's no Mishnah about this. It's a Diuk from the Mishnah, according to Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that the Gemara said, Ha Chazina, that I saw the full to take in, that case is talking about the Raisa, with the guy that did Bittul. But about the case of the Mishnah, is about the talking about the case of the Rabbanah, like the first Mishnah. What do you say? Yeah, you know, it's good that it didn't just arrive yesterday. You know, the Pnei Yeshua says it means that the Diyuk of the Mishnah, I'm weird about that. Sometimes I look over Tosis before I say Shema. Yeah? Sometimes. For a day at a time, I look over Tosis. That's the first shlav in this very, very hard business of Ein-Sof Advice. Something about this is a very vague din. What is it? We're trying to figure it out in a back-end way. I'm trying to make a technical announcement. Since we're beginning now the final stage of the Zman on different levels, so those of you who would like to continue next man, Torah Bochum, the Ringler will deal with separately because for them it's not the end of this man. But for the Bochum who want to continue in the next man, the Shatov Mutlachas, have to make an appointment to meet with myself and Rabbi Yitzi Shlita to discuss various matters and to re register for the man. Every man's a new thing, you have to register. You have to pay tuition, you have to register. So Rabbi Zaidel Shlita, where are you? He's going to be the secretary for these meetings. He knows the times of the meetings. It'll be 3 days. What do you say? You want to take a vote on it? We know that everything works in a vote, actually. Yeah? Yeah. Every line, you know what every Zadel is? What? Zadel waves the line. He doesn't get what's going on. Yeah? I don't miss El Yain, his atheist, the Rebbe's. So please make a vote every Zadel. There'll be appointments, Motza, Shavasu, the Tamils. Sunday night and Monday night. So please make use of the time and looking forward to seeing you if you want to. Looking forward to seeing you also.